This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Ana Maria Popescu with the news. First, the headlines. The President of Romania, Klaus Iohannis, will be on an official visit to South Korea on April the 22nd through 24th. Romanian high school students have won the First Tech Challenge World Robotics Championships, and the U.S. House of Representatives voted a $61 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine. The President of Romania, Klaus Iohannis, will be on an official visit to South Korea on April the 22nd through 24th at the invitation of his counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol. South Korea is the first Asia-Pacific country with which Romania upgraded its diplomatic relations to a strategic partnership level in 2008. During the Romanian president's visit to Seoul, this partnership will be consolidated under a document setting the cooperation directions for the next 10 years. Agreements will be signed in fields such as defense, nuclear energy, investments and foreign trade, emergency cooperation and disaster management, culture, mass media, youth and sports. The AI Citizen Robotics Team of the Alexandru Ioan Cuza College in Focșani, Eastern Romania, is the winner of the First Tech Challenge World Championship held in Houston, the United States, between April the 17th and 20th. The Romanian team reached the finals in an alliance with two other teams, the Clueless from San Diego, California, and TechSpand from Cape Town, South Africa, with AI Citizen as the captain team. Taking part in the First Tech Challenge World Robotics Championships were over 200 of the world's top robotics teams. After months of postponements, the U.S. House of Representatives Saturday night endorsed a $61 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine. This is part of a bigger $95 billion U.S. amount that also comprises security aid for Israel and Taiwan. The bill needs to be passed by the Senate as well, but the Democratic majority in the Senate is in favor of the aid. President Joe Biden has already called on the Senate to rush the vote. The aid comes at an extremely difficult time for Kyiv, which desperately needs weapons and ammunition to withstand Russia's growing offense. The vote was welcomed by Western countries and Ukrainian leaders, but Moscow says the aid would only result in more Ukrainians getting killed because of the regime in Kyiv. In Romania, the employment rate in the 15 to 64 age bracket was 63% last year, the National Statistics Institute announced. According to recently released data, the employment rate was higher among men, 72%, than among women, 54%. The highest employment rate was reported last year among higher education graduates, nearly 90% as opposed to 37% among people with little formal education. According to statistics, employees still account for 86% of the employed population, whereas self-employed and unpaid family workers only made up 13% of the total employed population. Also, around 83% of job holders were employed in the private sector. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei Sunday thanked the country's armed forces for the operation against Israel, urging them to ceaselessly pursue military innovation and learn the enemy's tactics, Reuters reports, quoting the Iranian official news agency. Tehran attacked Israel for the first time on April 13th, sending over 300 missiles and drones in retaliation for Israel's suspected strike on its embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Subsequently, blasts were reported over the Iranian town of Isfahan on Friday morning in what sources say was an Israeli attack. Tehran played down the incident and said it did not plan to retaliate, which may prevent the current war in Gaza to spill over throughout the region. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak rejected a European Commission proposal concerning a post-Brexit agreement enabling British youth to live, study and work in the EU and European youth in UK for up to 4 years, France Press reports. The scheme was intended for young people aged 18 to 30 who would have benefited from visa exemptions and fair tuition fees. London said, however, it was unwilling to reopen talks concerning the freedom of movement and the strict regulation of the terms of stay in UK. And that was the news on Radio Romania International.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Traveler's Guide.
Hello and welcome to our travel feature. I am Călin Coțoiu. The Gates of Transylvania Cultural Tourism Route has a length of 1,141 kilometers, and the more than 100 tourist sites with cultural value included in this program can be visited by road over 16 days. It is a tourist product developed at the national level on the initiative of the Brașov Ethnography Museum, the Rășinari City Hall from Sibiu County, and the Association for Intercommunity Development and Tourism from Bistrița Năsăud. The cultural tourist routes are an instrument through which the European Commission and the tourism ministries of European Union countries try to create a framework for a unitary and harmonious development of tourism activities and the valorization of local, regional, national, or international cultural heritage in a coherent way. The Transylvanian Gates route was designed to offer authentic experiences, said Dr. Alexandru Stănescu, manager of the Brașov Ethnography Museum. It was not by chance that cities like Sibiu, Brașov, and Bistrița were chosen, which in fact were gateway to the Principality of Transylvania, to the Kingdom of Hungary. They are gates through which the West met Eastern Europe and the Ottoman Empire at one point in time. The gates worked in both directions, meaning they took goods, culture, and Oriental civilization towards the Western and Central Europe, but they also allowed certain goods, objects, ideas, cultural influences from the West to pass over the Carpathians into Romania and the Balkans. We thought that such a route would, on the one hand, be in line with the historical evolution of this area, and on the other hand, it would include some generous ideas, such as multiculturalism, the idea of tolerance, and some unique cultural experiences in tourism. Since we are talking about three gates, one can start from any of them. You can start from Sibiu towards Brașov, through the secular area to Bistrița, You can start from Brasov to Sibiu or Bistrica, or you can start from Bistrica to the other areas. The Gates of Transylvania cultural tourism route was conceived as a superlative of Romanian tourism in the mountainous area and for the south and east of Transylvania, continues Dr. Alexandru Stănescu, manager of the Brasov Ethnography Museum. We have old Saxon and Romanian towns, medieval burghs, fortresses, castles, which are perhaps the most famous. For example, we have Sibiu, Brasov, Bistrița. Then, if we talk about castles and fortresses, we have Bran and Cetatea Făgărașului. We have fortified Saxon churches in all three counties. We have a land of mansions in the secular area. We have Orthodox monasteries, such as the monastery at Sâmbăta de Sus, which is special. Basically, it is a sum of destinations that are well-known, special, and that offer almost all types of tourism. For example, cultural tourism involves visiting museums, such as the Făgăraș Citadel Museum, the Brasov Ethnography Museum, the History Museum, Bran Castle, the Râșnov Citadel, the Bistrița County Museum, the Museum of Border Guards in Năsăud. All these museums give a complete picture of multiculturalism, the character of the inhabitants of the area, and the traditions. The trip on the Gates of Transylvania cultural tourist route could start straight from the Brasov Museum of Ethnography. It is a regional museum which presents the life and cultural heritage of at least three communities in southern Transylvania, namely Romanians, Saxons, and Hungarians. From another point of view, it also represents a special area. Medieval and modern Brasov played for the Principality of Transylvania and for the Romanian countries the role that perhaps Venice played for a good part of Italy. It was a gateway for the Orient to the European area, to the Christian area. It is a place that even today attracts with its special architecture and special landscapes. The traditional garb in this area is very well preserved and has a high degree of authenticity among Romanians, Hungarians, and Saxons alike. In the museum, we have presented the costumes of the Juni from Șchei Brașovului and Brașovul Vechi. We have elements of additional clothes and whole costumes of the Saxons. We have artifacts. We have installations that somehow show the inventiveness and the level of prosperity that this community has had since the Middle Ages. People would have unforgettable experiences. They would see a museum that reflects an ever-modern and ever-prosperous community. The other stop on the Gates of Transylvania cultural tourism route proposed by Dr. Alexandru Stănescu is the village of Reșinari. Due to the way in which local traditions are preserved with sanctity, but also incredible beauty, Reșinari has officially received the title Best Tourism Village awarded by the World Tourism Organization. This has been Traveler's Guide.
Time now for Hit of the Day on Radio Romania International. You're invited to listen to highly acclaimed pop singer Irina Rimes and one of her hits, Both of Us Are Sick.
Toxică iubirea ta, dar cumva încă ține.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Inside Romania.
Welcome to Inside Romania with me, Eugen Nasta. They are linked to the Easter celebration. They may be the mere outcome of the fine weather that invites us all to socialize outdoors. In any case, the month of April welcomes us with a great many fairs mounted countrywide. We wanted to have the taste of the April fairs, so today we're going to have a stopover in some of them. The first weekend of April saw Fasching kicking off, that is, the crepe celebration in Prejmer, located in Brasov County. Now in its 17th edition, in 2024, the event went beyond the borders of Brasov County, since, as an absolute first, it has been included in the offer of a tourism agency. Apart from the main attraction, which is the exhibition of crepes that are also put up for sale, tourists could witness the passing of a Fasching caravan, which has the purpose of warding off evil spirits and bringing the spring. Bucharest has its own generous offer of fairs in Prier. Traditionally, the Prier Fair is held in Romania's capital city. Prier is the traditional name of the month of April. With details on that, here is Urban Event Association's Corina Beraru, an events organizer.
Este a 10-a ediție a Târgului de Prier, pe care îl organizăm la Muzeul Național al Țăranului Român.
It is the Prier Fair's 10th edition we have organized at the National Peasant Museum in the month of April. 60 traditional craftsmen from all over the country will gather here, artists, producers of fasting, but also of non-fasting food, collectors with peasant antiquities. They will all display top-flight samples of what they have been manufacturing in time, with a spring-related set of themes. There will be artists with flower-themed paintings, with paintings made of pressed flowers, egg painters, ceramic, traditional leather produce, jewels, necklaces, crocheted or felt toys, wood or glass icons, wood carvings, but also other young artists with all sorts of decorative objects, with lavender, with trees, with rose saplings. We have a producer coming from Dumbovica with a wide range of aromatic plants, of flowers, of trees, which can be planted this time of the year. Here is Corina Beraru once again with details on the fair proper. That has by now become a tradition, and the National Peasant Museum is a most welcoming host. People got used to that. They await the weekend fairs. It is a family fair where people come to have a stroll, to watch and admire the artists at work. The weather is fine and demos will also be held. They bring their kids to see how the traditional items are being made. It is a fair where people come and buy their own supply of season's produce, fresh fruit, vegetables, preserves, stews, syrups. They come to have something to eat there, from the traditional kurtos koloc, or a flat donut, or a crepe, to the food prepared on the spot by the traditional outdoor seating eatery based in Dumbovica County. It is a special world, a beautiful world, of the connoisseurs and for the connoisseurs. They come to have a chat and search for treasures. The Catholic Easter is now over, the Palm Sunday follows suit, which will also be marked by a traditional craftsman fair staged by the National Peasant Museum. But somehow people are already entering the stride of the feasts. They get ready for the Orthodox Palm Sunday or the Orthodox Easter. The egg painters turn up, and people come and have a taste of this and that, so they can place their orders for the Easter holidays. Or they just come and enjoy the fine weather and the fine people of the fair. Cultural referent with the Sulina Culture House, Florentina Dunaev, gave us details on the Blue Mackerel celebration, now in its 7th edition in 2024, and which is scheduled to be held in late April.
Festivalul este dedicat vieții ce se desfășoară pe maluri de ape. Evenimentul are în centrul atenției.
The festival is dedicated to the life on the water shores. Center stage as part of the event is the migration of the mackerel schools upstream along River Danube towards the places where they spawn. This migration had in time a strong bearing on the lives of the people living there. It is a yearly sign of spring totally settling in, being also a source of food, but a reason for celebration for us, those of the Danube Delta. Each year it is held in spring. This year we're holding it on Palm Sunday, since fish is allowed on this day, and then those who are still on a fasting diet can also come to the celebration so they can have a taste of the mackerel prepared in many ways during the festival, grilled and also marinated. Yet there will also be other fish-based dishes and not only mackerel. However, it goes without saying the mackerel will be the queen of the festival, just as we like to say, each year. Cultural referent with the Sulina Culture House, Florentina Dunaev, gave us details on that. The event seeks to preserve and put to good use the cuisine based on traditional recipes of the Delta, to promote the Danube Delta's tourism potential, but also to preserve and capitalize on traditions. Taking part in the event will be ensembles, teams of cooks from the Danube Delta. The food will be fish-based. There will be canned fish, but also fish stew, marinated fish, fried fish, grilled fish. There will also be goldfish and catfish, most likely. Each stand will have a diversified fish offer. Yet the most squeamish ones can taste a little mincemeat roll, those who do not eat fish, I mean. And that was Inside Romania.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Focus on Romania.
Radio Romania International Encyclopedia.
Welcome, I'm Elena Enache. A city of contrasts for most of its history, Bucharest has been, for a long time, a mixture of rural and urban living. In fact, only the central area had become almost completely urban after the First World War, being surrounded by a network of peripheral neighborhoods formed on the lands of former villages. That is why the typical country life was partially maintained in these neighborhoods for a long time, until the beginning of the 1960s, when the communist regime began the systematization of the city exactly in those areas. Vernacular dwellings and commercial buildings with the shop on the ground floor and the apartments on the first floor were demolished to make room for blocks of flats. Thus, the outskirts were filled with the so-called sleeping neighborhoods. A documentary recently discovered in the archive of the Bucharest City Museum, in fact a raw, unedited recording, shows us the life of the Bucharest dwellers along the roads that led from Verguli Barrier to the Victory Square, from the eastern end of the capital to the beginning of the most important and modern boulevard in Bucharest, the Victory Boulevard. The film shows the daily life of the people who lived in the vicinity of the boulevards that today are called Mihai Bravu, Stephen the Great and Iancu de Hunedoara. In the 1960s, their names were different and the daily lives unfolded almost unchanged for decades. What these slums looked like in the 19th century and what life was like for the people of Bucharest who lived in the administrative unit called the Yellow District, we learn from historian Adrian Majuru, the director of the Bucharest City Museum.
Acest sector de galben avea la 1838 11.555 de locuitori. Deci nu foarte populat.
In 1838, this yellow district had 11,555 inhabitants, so it was not very populated, and also 2,449 houses. There were also pets. We can call them pets in keeping with the parameters of that era, namely 1,063 horses, 444 oxen, 245 cows, 73 buffaloes, 193 rams, and 1,542 dogs. Poultry is not mentioned in the documents of the time. Cats are not mentioned either. What we notice are draft animals. So these people needed to earn their bread by taking care of these draft animals, horses, oxen, buffaloes. So it's a rural world that hardly changes. And it doesn't change at all in the Mihai Bravo Road area. At some point, however, there appears a lower middle class of craftsmen who make a living from what they do. If you have your workshop next to Stephen the Great Road, where you sell what you practice, whether you are a shoemaker or a photographer, you are a lucky guy. You could have your business on the side streets too, but people wouldn't visit them often. They were quite unsanitary and slightly unsafe for that period. The atmosphere and the world change from the moment we move to another slum. There are other types of properties. Obviously, there are also industrial areas, a bread factory, for example, in the north, and another one in the south. The cosmopolitan world began in Victory Square, and behind it and around it, the rural world remained. The situation started changing in 1961. Adrian Majuru.
Era o vorbă în vremea aceea care spunea, mai că dacă s-ar găsi și gaz, ar fi ca în vremea războiului.
There was a saying at that time, namely, Mother, if we found gas, it would be like wartime. Bread was difficult to find and was purchased on coupons. Garments also cost a coupon depending on the professional grade and a healthy background. This situation were further diluted in the 1960s when Gheorghe Udej was still the head of the state and of the Communist Party, and the dependence on the Soviet state was still quite strong. But for ordinary people, the world they used to know had not changed much. There were difficulties, but they lived in the same house, and some had even opened small craft workshops without license, because the regime still allowed them to do so. Things started to change as of 1961, and the world was confused. Adults were very sad. It's a world they didn't know how to relate to. They were leaving homes that were familiar to them and were moved to Mihai Bravo or Iancu de Hunedoara boulevards. Of course, with the demolitions and new constructions, the human landscape also changed. People from the country came to work to the city. Villagers became city dwellers overnight and occupied the new blocks of flats. Adrian Majuru.
Realitatea anilor 60 se reflectă și impactează în societatea în care...
The reality of the 1960s impacts the society in which we live today because it is the beginning of some systematization and industrialization of the periphery. People came from the countryside and small towns to bigger towns. That was the extent of their contact with the urban world. They could not and did not need more. It was enough for them. However, when the critical mass of people with intellectual interests and liberal professions shrank, a manifestation of the periphery also appeared in the central areas. Today, the area between the historical landmarks of the Vergul and Mogoșoaia barriers looks roughly the same as it did in the period after the transformations produced by the communist regime. You have been listening to the RRI Encyclopedia.
Living Romania.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Coming up next in today's broadcast, it's music from A to Z. The artist featured today is Ștefan Hrușcă, a pop singer-songwriter who has been living in Canada since 1991. Several years ago, he released an album called Songs from Home, a collection of 10 old pieces collected by the artist in Maramureș, northern Romania. Here is a first song from this album.
La fereastra casei mele, casei mele, Răsărit o flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, două stele. Nu știu stele, o răsărit, răsărit. Or florile, or flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, or înflorit. Nu știu dacă-s două stele, două stele, sau sunt ochii flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, fetei mele. Nu știu dacă-s două flori, două flori, ori sunt aiei flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, ochișori. Și cât îi lumea de mare, îi de mare, mare flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, comirare. Și cât îi lumea de lume, îi de lume, îi mai mare flori, dali dumba, steli, dali dumba, line, logo, stele, cominune.
That was Line Logo Stele, a phrase that accompanies the word stars in traditional spells and riddles. Listen next to The Good Luck, taken off the same album released by Ștefan Hrușcă.
Măicuța, când m-a făcut, măi dorule, măicuța, când m-a făcut, măi dorule, foc în vatră n-o avut, foc în vatră n-o avut, măi dorule. S-o sculat și-o făcut foc, măi dorule. S-o sculat și-o făcut foc, măi dorule. Și-mi-o arsa-mi-eu noroc, și-mi-o arsa-mi-eu noroc, măi dorule. S-o sculat și-o făcut pară, dorule. S-o sculat și-o făcut pară, dorule. Și-mi-o arsa metihnială, și-mi-o arsa metihnială, dorule. N-altă-i ceruși sărin, măi dorule, n-altă-i ceruși sărin, măi dorule. Pame parte norizin, pame parte norizin, măi dorule. N-altă-i cerun sărinat, măi dorule. N-altă-i cerun sărinat, măi dorule. Pame parte nori bat, pame parte nori bat, măi dorule. Duce moi și moi tot duce, dorule. Duce moi și moi tot duce, dorule. Car cu cainul mor ajunge, car cu cai nu mor ajunge dorule. Pe când doi zâni înapoi mor ajunge car cu boi mai dorule.
A teacher by trade, Stefan Hruška made his music debut in 1981 as one of the chief members of the Flakara Society. Since 1989, Stefan Hruška has been the most authentic promoter of Romanian Christmas carols. Here is another piece from the album Songs from Home, rooted in the Romanian folklore.
Ajuns mândrușoară plugarii mai lumea mea teta mea danușoară ca o nu dor mod ajuns ca o nu ca o lumea mea, tăta mea, cu o mână opt poi mână dor mod ajuns, cu alta floriculeje mai lumea mea, tăta mea. Рушивуца мне ривуца дор модажуц, Саледае ла драгуца лумя ме, тета ме. Сесантенен сарбатори дор модажуц, să le vină pe țătorii mei, lumea mea, tăta mea.
And we wrap up today with one last song from Stefan Hruška's album Songs from Home.
Că-ți puiuți de mamă bună și la mândra câte o lună, că-ți puiuți de mamă bună. Hai, da după pui de moroșan, după pui de moroșan, să nu dai cu bolovan, să nu dai cu bolovan, că de nu linii meri, vai de capul tău asi, că de nu linii meri, vai de capul tău asi. Mele, pe baierul străițul mele, scris-i numele tău, lele, scris-i numele tău, lele, scris-i numele Mărie, cu margele de omnie, scris-i numele Mărie, cu margele de omnie. Hai, dacă te mândre-n braț am strâns, cât de mândre-n braț am strâns, tăge după minior plâns, tăge după minior plâns. Și pe câte le mai strânge, tăge după minior plânge, și nu mor uita șohan, că-s puiuț de moroșan, și nu mor uita șohan, că-s puiuț de moroșan. Hai, țurai, ta! Și pe cât ele mai strânge, te de după mine ori plânge. Și nu mă uita, șohan, că-s puiuț de moroșan. Și nu mă uita, șohan, că-s puiuț de moroșan. Hai, țurai, ța!
You are listening to Radio Romania International. Coming up next on Radio Romania International, In the Spotlight.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome to a new edition of our weekly feature, In the Spotlight, the program that brings you the latest in Romania's international life. This is Daniel Biel to the microphone. Stay tuned. The U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, arrived in Romania in early April, where she met the country's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu, government ministers and private sector leaders with whom she discussed Romania's important contributions to regional cooperation, including emergency energy assistance to Ukraine, as well as the long-term benefits of infrastructure investments for both Romania and Ukraine. The U.S. official also toured the Romexpo Refugee Center and listened to the experience of Ukrainian refugees and discussed the role they would play in Ukraine's recovery. Taking the floor during the news conference occasioned by the visit she paid to the Romexpo Refugee Center, the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, said she was grateful to be here with the refugees and listen to their stories.
I'm really moved and grateful to be with all of you here today to hear the stories from some extraordinary Ukrainian refugees and to see firsthand the generous acts of kindness from the Romanian people. I want to extend gratitude from the United States for Romania's solidarity with Ukraine. Since February 2022, Romania has provided humanitarian gateway to around 7 million Ukrainians forced to flee their homes, 70,000 of which still find safety here in Romania.
Romania has constantly provided Ukraine with energy, equipment, fuel and electricity, and has also invested in its infrastructure in order to be able to support the transit of the Ukrainian grain. Here is the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, with more.
Romania has also consistently provided Ukraine with energy equipment, fuel, discounted electricity, and emergency grid balancing assistance. And Romania has invested in road, in rail, in port infrastructure to enable the transport of more than 45 million tons of Ukrainian grain through the Danube corridor. Your generosity has befitted Ukraine and has strengthened Romania's position as a regional leader.
According to the U.S. official, Ukraine is fighting for nothing less than to preserve and protect the Euro-Atlantic system of free ideas, free markets, and free people.
This is a dire moment for Ukraine. Over the last 2 weeks, devastating Russian missile and drone strikes have led to significant destruction of energy infrastructure, massive blackouts, and demolished buildings, including in Kyiv, Kharkiv, Odessa, and Western Ukraine. I know you deeply understand that Ukraine is fighting for nothing less than to preserve and protect the Euro-Atlantic system of free ideas, free markets, free peoples. And the Ukrainians are fighting for their rightful place as a prosperous, independent, open country integrated into the EU. Ukraine's economic recovery and European integration will be built on economic cooperation in exports, energy, tech, and reconstruction across the Western Black Sea region.
Romania's support for Ukraine is not an act of solidarity with a European neighbor, but it's also positioning Romania to be a launch pad for and to play a leading role in Ukraine's reconstruction.
Your support for Ukraine is not only an act of solidarity with your European neighbor, but is also positioning Romania to be a launch pad for and to play a leading role in Ukraine's reconstruction, leading to greater regional economic growth for Ukrainians and for Romanians. The Romanian government and the private sector get it, that the time for Ukraine to think about its economic recovery is now, and that doing so will not only benefit Ukraine, but the broader region as well. I had the pleasure to meet with about 50 great Romanian companies this morning. They're a fabulous resource for Romania, for Ukraine, and for the United States. They told me about the opportunities and some of the challenges they are facing in Romania as they look to be part of the common project of Ukraine's recovery. The United States is committed to supporting this effort, which means passing the package of security and economic assistance for Ukraine in our Congress. I strongly encourage Speaker Johnson to bring the bill to the floor that President Biden can sign so we can get Ukraine the assistance that it so desperately needs.
The U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, thanked Romania on behalf of the United States for demonstrating leadership in the face of Russia's war.
It also means working with Ukraine to accelerate reforms, support key infrastructure development, unlock new risk mitigation tools, and reintegrate its veterans and, of course, its refugee population. We are reinforcing this work across key sectors and geographies in areas which we believe Ukraine has an authentic right to win. I would again like to thank the government and the people of Romania on behalf of the United States for demonstrating leadership in the face of Russia's war. We are grateful for all you have done and all that you continue to do to support Ukraine as it fights against Putin and for its freedom. And let me just close by saying that this is my first time in Romania, and you have a beautiful city here in Bucharest. Also, congratulations in joining the air and port Schengen zone. I experienced it firsthand yesterday. In fact, I was one of the first passengers to come into the airport where we landed, which was passport free.
Also attending the conference, Raed Arafat, State Secretary with the Romanian Ministry of Home Affairs, referred to the concerted actions involving Romanian and international institutions aimed at providing support for Ukraine.
I think that we are in a very representative building today. And the reason why we wanted that the special representative sees this building is because this building represents the integrated approach we had in Romania from the first day of the war of aggression against Ukraine. From the beginning, the Romanian society, individuals, local authorities, national authorities, after which we also had the international organizations arriving and supporting us, we all approached together the tragedy that, as Victoria said, the tragedy that took place because of the aggression against Ukraine. We started working together, we continued working together, and we continued working on developing the support that we can give it to Ukraine. In this building, we have international organizations, we have national organizations, we have European representatives also, the police, the migration, and so on, which all together created a one-stop shop for the Ukrainian refugees to get the support that they should and they must get from Romania during their stay here or during the transition.
You have been listening to our regular feature In the Spotlight. Until next time, from me, Daniel Biltz, it's goodbye and good listening.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Eugen Nasta. You're invited to listen to highly acclaimed violinist Valentin Arbeșteanu performing a concert round dance.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.